It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, March 26, 2018. Today is the birthday of American restaurant critic Duncan Hines, born in Bowling Green, Kentucky in 1880. Best known today for the brand of food products that bears his name, Hines was the son of a former Confederate soldier. His mother died when he was four, and he was brought up by his grandmother. Hines attended Bowling Green Business University, which later merged with what is now Western Kentucky University, and he worked in the American West for Wells Fargo and other companies before settling in Chicago. Hines worked as a traveling salesman for a Chicago printer, and he had eaten so many meals on the road across the U.S. by 1935 when he was 55 years old, and before the American Interstate Highway System was built, that he thought it would be a good idea to put together a list of good restaurants, places where one could get a good meal at a fair price. Hines and his wife Florence began assembling their list of several hundred good restaurants around the country just for friends at first. The list became popular, and it turned into the paperback book Adventures in Good Eating, highlighting restaurants and their featured dishes that Hines had personally enjoyed in various locations across the country. The book proved so successful that he added another which recommended lodging. In the late 40s and early 50s, Hines wrote the newspaper food column Adventures in Good Eating at Home, which appeared in papers across the country three times a week. His column featured restaurant recipes adapted for home cooks that he had collected during his nationwide travels. In 1952, he introduced Duncan Hines bread to the world through the Durkee's Bakery Company of Homer, New York. This was his first foray into baked goods. By 1953, he sold the right to use his name and the title of his book to Roy Park to form Hines Park Foods, which licensed the name to a number of other food-related businesses. The cake mix license was sold to Nebraska Consolidated Mills in Omaha, which developed and sold the first Duncan Hines cake mixes. In 1957, the cake mix business was sold to Procter & Gamble. The company expanded to the national market and added a series of related products. Also in 1957, Hines appeared as a guest challenger on the TV panel show To Tell the Truth. He died of lung cancer on March 15, 1959, just days before his 79th birthday. The Duncan Hines brand is now owned by Pinnacle Foods. Hines is widely honored in his hometown of Bowling Green, and a portion of U.S. Route 31W north of the city was named the Duncan Hines Highway after he died. A museum exhibit at the Western Kentucky University's Kentucky Museum in Bowling Green showcases the city's popular local food celebrity, whose favorite supper meal in his later years was a big plate of ham and eggs. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 26th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.